The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network. From what the
young cars, last, now everybody go to our breakfast.
Shayo.
Shayo.
Go bow for the result, oh. Nothing to discuss, oh. Cause I did win by default and without any doubt, oh. I'm a me happy adult, oh. I no go feed the girl, I no go feed the girl insult, oh. I'm a mind as you be talk, oh. I put my life into my job and I know I'm in trouble. She manipulate my love, oh. I know holy and I know that kebo like the Baba Frayo.
By BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, Jones Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Dante Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Guy's Bahamas, and Tropical Gyros.
Feelings been they swing like Django Lover. Now you crash your Ferrari for Lekki Bona. Now so much you remake with that pain all over. My feelings today swing like Django Lover. Feelings today swing like Tip Tip Timbani Kachuru Achuru. I'm a white dog in Fenisu. Why you say I did nothing for you when I for do anything you want me to do? Timbani Kachuru Achuru. I'm a white dog in Fenisu. Why you say I did nothing for you when if I do anything you want me to do? Maybe another time, maybe another life. You will be my wife and we'll get it right.
Young cast, last. Now everybody go job.
You say bye-bye, yo. To the love of my life. My eye, oh, don't cry, yo. I need big bo and shy, yo.
The Monday, June 12th edition of Talking Heads is on and popping your boy Naughty Indie Company right up until 6 p.m. And we're doing it on a wet Monday, so if you're driving around out there, please do it with caution and care. Buckle up, and you know, you don't have to wet up people on the sidewalk, all right? You don't have to fly for the puddles. Deal with it. You don't want to get caught in one of them potholes that don't seem to be a pothole, and boof, all your piston and you get all right. You understand? We'll be going with this, all right? Especially the small car gang. Mm-hmm. The SCG. You don't need to know your role, all right? All right. How you doing on this Monday? You know how to chime in here in New Providence, 323-623-4316, 325-4259. Text line for Family Islands, toll-free, Grand Bahama and any one of the Family Islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Text line is powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. Cable channel 969. BTC Flow Channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. It is Monday, so you know it's all about Abaco. Abaco live every Monday, and we're going to go right down to them. I know I have Roscoe Thompson and Miss Reckley lined up, so let's get right down there to Abaco. Want to welcome them to the show. Roscoe, Miss Reckley, how y'all doing today?
Good.
How are you?
I'm good, man, and wanted to make sure you all are right. I mean, and let's jump right to it. What's going on in Abaco? What we got?
Well, let me, before I, Ms. Reckley goes, I mean, Naughty, not much has changed. You know, I see today in the paper, the UN about holding up on deportations. I mean, it's kind of sad to see, you know, you people telling us what we have to do and what we can't do.
And I'm thinking, you know, I'm seeing the headline, right, in today's Guardian. We must find solutions for Haiti. CARICOM leaders gather in Jamaica to discuss Haiti crisis. But shouldn't we have solutions for our own problems at home first?
That, correct. You know,
doesn't charity begin at home?
Miss Reckley, because I was on last week, so I want to let Miss Reckley.
But now,
that's pretty much her,
my big red flag with this, though, Roscoe and Miss Reckley, is our prime minister has established the fact that he is known to misspeak several times. You know, on numerous occasions, he's come back and said, "Well, I've misspoken." Well, I hope to God he didn't misspeak at CARICOM, saying, "Hey, we can't take any more, you know, migrants, and we need to deport." Now, all of a sudden, you know, hold on, wait a minute. Now that the talks may be changing. We need to continue the deportation if they need to be deported, if they don't have proper legal status, if they do have proper legal process, and we can't take any more on. That's just what's good for business here at home. Nothing personal, but we need to take care of the Bahamas first. And to know that I see, you know, the PM making that statement, but Abaco is still languishing, is horrible. And Bahamians in Abaco are still languishing. That's horrible. It's not right.
Well, the whole Bahamas, and you got NID rate, height rate coming. You know, they talked about no new taxes. Look at the budget. You know, I mean, how are we going to continue to move? I guess, you know, I said it last week, and I don't want to, you know, beat a dead horse, but, you know, Winston Churchill's famous quote is, you know, taxation and prosperity. You can't stand in a bucket and lift yourself. You can't continue to tax a nation into prosperity. It just does not work. You can't put that on the back of the burden of the Bahamian people. And it seems that this government is doing it. Now, you know, we blame Minnis and everything for the previous, you know, the epidemic for Dorian and the pandemic. But hey, they went through some major obstacles and kept this country going. Even though we have our issues with how they treated Abaco, but this administration has no excuse, Naughty, and they're just taxing us. They have no answer for our immigration issue. It's mind blowing. Now I will let Miss Reckley. I just wanted to just say that because I think I'd like Miss Reckley more to talk with immigration, because that's, even though people hear me every week, I like for Miss Reckley to get in, because I don't want it to be about, you know, what Roscoe says. I want, you know, people to hear what is coming out from other people here in Abaco.
And we think you do a pretty good job of, when they're available, getting as many people on as you can. We have no problem with that. So, you know, it's all good. And when they are not available, you hold it down. So people appreciate hearing from you as well. But Miss Reckley, what's going on?
Yes,
long time no speak. You good?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. I can't complain. You know, you complaining, you're talking to, they don't even talk your business. Ain't nobody listening. They don't even talk your business.
Yeah. It's much to complain about, but refuse to do it.
Yeah, but listen, I mean, what's going on in Abaco? I mean, I see statements by the PM.
The whole Bahamas is suffering from the Haitian government that we have.
Oh,
I have never seen anything like this in all my life. You have chaos in your country, and you're so concerned about another country.
Now, quick question, starting at home here in Abaco.
Yeah. It's nothing nobody can do for Haiti. Haiti have to do that for themselves. Nobody can do anything for them. And we need to get our country clean up, because every time you look around it, it's 102 faces in this town.
Are the shanty towns still growing? Are the illegal,
They're growing like crazy. As we're speaking right now, they must be about 200 to 300 new houses starting.
I've seen some areas from Abaco as recently as this weekend. Shocking.
Yes, it's crazy. It really is crazy what's happening in this country. If there are no laws, foreigners. Bahamians are under siege.
My issue is when Bahamians try it, because I think some are about to try it, because obviously if it could work for others, it should be able to work for us in our own home.
That's right.
I want to see how that plays out.
It's going to be tried, because, listen, the Bahamians are fed up and tired. Here in Abaco, you know what should have been done after the hurricane? Every Bahamian could have been given an acre land to get their life started again. You know, in the central area where everything was lost and everything was finished. Everyone could have been given an acre land to get their life together. Government could have assisted them. But no focus was on put on the Bahamian people. No focus is still on the Bahamian people. We're still in the same place where we was from 2019. Basically, some of us are still there. Because no focus was put on the Bahamian people. Everything was put on the illegals. And these people were illegals that came into Abaco after the hurricane. They were invited by family and friends to come because they told them, hey, they've given out plenty of money. They've given out things. Come. And these people came. But you know what is happening? The government is making these people legal.
And sooner rather than later, in a lot of aspects, if you see what's floating around on social media. So, my next question is, are there any breaks still that being afforded to Bahamians as far as construction, duty, VAT, all of that? Or is it still just all buck up go?
They try to fix something up, you know, say yes, if the duty-free thing, you had to go back through the whole process again, getting all that sorted up. But with construction, you know, these Bahamians cannot get jobs. Everywhere you go, you go into the food store in Maxwell, the biggest food store. The employees there, most of them, Haitians. Right, you go into Abaco Grocery, it's the same thing. You look on the job site, it's the same thing. So how is it that Bahamians can get back on their feet again?
But those Bahamians hiring those workers, if they're not legal, should be dealt with. Because they're part of the problem as well.
Yes. I tell you, that's why this country is sliding out of control in a handbasket. And because we have nobody who cares. We have nobody to do anything to control it.
All right, let's go to the phone lines real quick. We got a call. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Okay, call back. So, how does that happen, though? Are there no Bahamians available to fill those positions?
Yes. Because, in fact, what Baker's Bay did, Baker's Bay fired the Bahamians and the government allowed them. They brought in the Mexican and then the Haitian. Listen, you need to come and go on the ferry boats when these people are going to work. Hopetown, Manowar, Guanaki, all of these places. It's nothing but Haitians. But my thing is, see, I don't understand how the government is sick. Because if given out 15,000 work permit, especially here in Abaco, that's 15,000 Bahamian. And people are coming into Abaco from Nassau, from Freeport, and we have all these other family islands. We don't need any foreigners in our country. We have enough people here to do the work. Because you have all these islands where people are not working. You have skilled workers who can do the job. But because we don't have leaders, that's why we're in the problem that we're in. And listen here, if something is not done soon, we're going to have a civil war here in Abaco.
I'm afraid, you know, to think that that's what may be, you know, in the cards. But I've heard a lot of other Abaconians who've talked to me, a lot that are what I call still displaced here in New Providence, trying to get back home, as well as Abaconians who live there.
Yes, because they can't. It's nowhere for them to go. It's nothing here for them to do. And then not only the Haitian coming, they're allowing the Filipinos to come in. So the jobs.
Now, are these obviously? The foreign labor is performing at a lesser rate or pay scale than the Bahamians, obviously. Because of the reason why they should be there, if Bahamians could do those jobs, especially if we have skilled to do those jobs.
Do the jobs. We have Bahamians who do landscaping here in Abaco. But again, the illegals get the majority of the jobs. And then their prices are no better than the Bahamians, you know.
But so then, if it's not a case in price reduction and cost, then what is it?
I don't understand what it is because even with the Haitian labor, their labor no cheaper than Bahamian labor. That's foolishness. That's lies. That's it might have been one time ago, but right now, no. It's in fact, some of their prices are higher than some Bahamian prices. And I can tell you because I've been getting quotes from different ones and. It's ridiculous.
Wow.
It's just that the Bahamians are displaced for whatever the reason. The government care about these illegals more than they care about the Bahamian people. And we as the people need to wake up, shake up, and let this government know we are sick and tired of what's going on in our country. There's no way. There's no other concern. You take care of the foreigners before you take care of your people. His concern, every time he opens his mouth, we have to do something for Haiti. But what about your people that are suffering right here in the Bahamas?
That's my question, though.
No concern.
Not even any mention of any solution or relief for Bahamians who are suffering.
None whatsoever. You know what it is for two grown people to go to social services? They give you $116 for the month. That's for two people to buy groceries to last for the month.
Wow.
And then you have all these people coming, going to social services. Their needs are taken care of. They go to NIB. They're using up our NIB resources. And they're talking now, but they have to go out. But they have to go out because what they don't steal, they're giving to the foreigners.
All right. If you have questions, if you have questions for Abaco, feel free to chime in. Phone lines are open 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll free to anyone in the family island is 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. And you can stream us live, guardiantalkradio.com. But yeah, a lot of Bahamians are shaking their head about that headline alone today in The Guardian.
It's dumbfounding that you see something like that. Miss Reckley said it, and I'll say it again. We have to take care of the Bahamas. We can barely take care of ourselves, and we're worrying about another country. We need to focus on ourselves, because if we don't change ourselves and we don't change the way that we govern and the way that we go, we can't grow. You know, without growth, you cannot change. Without change, you cannot grow. It comes together. You know, and what do they always say? You know, you got to learn from your mistakes, your past. If not, it's insanity. And you have to take care. We have to take care of the Bahamas. I mean, in NIB, where I was injured on the job, you know, and getting from NIB, and it's dumbfounding to know. When you go there, how many foreign nationals are there compared to Bahamians?
That's right. And every day, not once a week, every day. If you go there every day, you meet this line. But these foreigners, they can't speak English. Someone has to interpret for them. But they have passport. They have driver's license. And now they're there to collect NIB card. How is this possible?
Let's go to the
These foreigners should not even be given citizenship. Give them permanent resident if you want them in the country, but not citizenship.
Right. I mean, I understand the portion of the whole human rights aspect if you are trying to leave for a better life. But again, you cannot put Bahamians at a disadvantage while processing foreign nationals. And that's not just Haitians. That's all in sundry. Because it's not
that's
just
why I said foreign nationals.
Well, see, my thing is this. The UN want to get into other people's business and tell them what to do. When you have refugees who go into that part of the country where these people reside, you know they do. They leave them out on the water until their little leaky boat sink, and they don't check for them. So don't come in my country and dictating and telling us what to do and how to do. We need government who are balls who will stand up and say to them, you cannot dictate to my country. We cannot do it. You need to take them somewhere else where the country can support them. But our government is too spineless.
I mean, for a number of years, we've taken on that kind of burden for one reason or another, whether it's for personal gain, whether it's for humanitarian, so on and so forth. So now, when we're at the crux and we honestly can't take that anymore, we cannot bear the weight of it. We should be cut some slack and be given the benefit of the doubt. We shouldn't, you know, world bodies should not be putting pressure on us to play by a certain set of rules.
If
those rules are going to be detrimental to our society and our existence.
Ms. Reckley said it, and you said it earlier, but our education system, social services, our national health care, our government clinics, I mean, and it's not just here in Abaco, it's throughout the Bahamas, you know.
But But take note what they do. They go to islands where there are tourists, where money is making. They don't bother other islands. Wherever they can make money, that's where they go. So Exuma, Eleuthera, Abaco, see, Andres is good farmland. So they're going to stay there because they're going to make the money from there, growing their crops and selling it. And the government is allowing these people. And these people have an agenda. Their plan is to take the Bahamas over. We're going to have a civil war from these people if the government don't open their eyes and shake up not just in Abaco. They want the Bahamas.
The question comes, and I think Ms. Reckley would agree, and then you go, you know, we've said it many times on the show. When is the government going to actually do king? You know, that's what it comes down to. We are tired, and I think I could say for all Bahamians on all political sides of the, because to me it's not political, but I think that we are tired of successive governments saying they're going to deal with the illegal immigration, and they come in and nobody does anything. It's a lot of talk from Minnis now to Brave, and the Prime Minister's hardly ever here to deal with anything. He's flying around, you know.
Well, listen,
has anything here, Naughty? Has anything come up from his Bermuda trip? Has he been held accountable? Did they pay the Treasury back for that?
How much did they pay? If they did pay, correct?
You know,
something from
what about the money they borrowed that he said was not a loan, but then we're paying 5% interest on it, and then they pass regulations after the fact that they borrowed. It actually sits on local government. I sit on local government. I can't go and take local government money and spend it on what I want to, and then say, "Oh, I'm going to reimburse local government." I'd be locked up.
No, all of us. The same way we ground up. But listen here, here's something that came up from, you know, MP Clay Sweden, and he's the Minister of Agriculture as well. Madam Speaker, the proposed budget for the Department of Local Government is $25,570,012 for the 2023-2024 fiscal period. Family Island local government councils can breathe a sigh of relief to the note that this administration continues to put their needs and issues as a priority. Under this allocation, local government councils will see a 10% increase in their operational budget expenses. You're touching that, you're feeling that. What's going on with that?
I cannot say anything to that right now, Naughty, because we have not seen our new budget. Let me just make this clear to the Bahamian public. The government holds 10% of local government's budget when it comes out. So back in 2022, for 2022-2023, if our budget was $1 million, they held $100,000 of our budget until the end of the budget, and then we get that back. I do not know if we have an increase until I see our budget in the end of this month when it's actually published and put out. If I see that there's an increase in a 10% increase, and we know that local government got an increase, which would be wonderful. But until I see that on my budget, I cannot comment because I do not know, you know, I'm only going on what I heard the member of parliament say and the minister of local government say today and through word of mouth. So in that aspect, I don't want to comment on that until I know in our budget. And the only way I'll know that is come July when we get our budget from central government.
All right, I got a question for you off the text lines. Naughty, great show. Ask your guests their thoughts about the NIB rate increase not being implemented until next year, and how would it affect Abaco? You guys still with me?
It's going to...
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm here. I don't want to take... It's going to hurt the Bahamas, not just Abaco. That rate, the rate increase is needed to it is. I will say that. But at the end of the day, how much more can Bahamians afford? Where is this money going that we are paying NIB? What is it being used for? You know, most governments has always used NIB money as their little slush fund to do capital projects or to do major building. They borrow from NIB. That was one of the only, and don't pay it back. Our government, you know, and I won't knock, I don't want to say I'm knocking the former prime minister, but when they did the government clinic over here, the mini hospital, and they did the government complex, and I think the airport, all that was borrowed through NIB. Today, NIB controls the government complex. And I'll show you an example. After the hurricane, we sat there with mold still in the office. And instead of them ripping out all the sheetrock, they rip out 18 inches on the bottom where it was a black mold. But they say mold didn't go up through the rest of the sheetrock. Well, one, how can you see that? But NIB controls that. Is government paying NIB money for the different departments, you know, that are renting there, the administrator's office, you know, the police, road traffic? Is all that being, is government paying NIB for the rental?
Here comes another text. Lord, pray for Abaco. I hope both Abaco MPs say something on the situation in Abaco. This has gone on far too long. Naughty, the same consultancy budget is what this lousy administration is using to fund their cronies. So
that's where all our money goes. It goes to the lovers, the friends, all their old cronies.
The homies and the cronies.
All those old dragons that was already retired, they went and they dug them up and brought them back, and now they're double dipping because they're getting their pension and now they're getting a salary.
I don't know how that math works.
Because been for losing.
That's disturbing what Miss Reckley just said. Think about that. And I know the Bahamas has, but we're bringing people back up that are already retired, already collecting a pension, and they're being rehired. So what does that tell you? As she said, they're double dipping. That's a burden that we can't continue to take.
No, the double dip's been killing us. All right, on the flip side of the break, we'll get back and take it right to the 5 o'clock hour to the news and wrap things up, all right? But good stuff so far. We're talking live with Abaco as we do each and every Monday, Abaco Live, right here on our Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. The Monday, June 12th edition continues right after this.
Attention all KFC lovers! Are you ready to get crazy on Tuesdays? Now you can get 5 juicy mouth-watering pieces of KFC chicken for only $10. It's crazy! 5 pieces of world-famous KFC chicken, handmade with a secret blend of 11 herbs and spices for only $10. Don't miss out! This crazy offer is only on Tuesdays and only at KFC. KFC Nassau. It's finger licking good.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there were no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number, they see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, the fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? The fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine thread is your place, is your place, is your place.
Play with Island Games, we making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We're paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is pricey, and pricey is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we're putting behavior into play.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Chill this summer with the flavor of butter pecan ice cream and the kick of Dunkin' iced coffee. The Dunkin' Butter Pecan Crunch blends frozen coffee with the flavor of butter pecan, topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and crunchy cocoa caramel sprinkles. Join the pecan party with a Dunkin' Butter Pecan Donut filled with butter pecan flavored buttercream, topped with vanilla icing and crunchy sweet butternut topping. Yes, you can butter pecan. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The Monday, June 12th edition of Talking Heads continues right now with Abaco Live, the Monday edition. Like we are each and every Monday live from Abaco. I got Roscoe Thompson joining me and Miss Reckley. And I got a couple of texts that just came in. Naughty, I appreciate you bringing me the information about Abaco, but listen, I drove on Cowpen Road on Saturday. That's the most stations I've seen in one area in my life, in this New Providence. Here's another one. I don't know where this one came from, but I'm going to read it. Naughty Fred Mitchell has become annoying background noise in a political world that seems to now transcend him. Maybe it's time that he retires instead of continuing to make a fool of himself and showing that he's extremely outdated politically, a political dinosaur. I've always said Mr. Mitchell is in love with the politics of politics, but not the actual, you know, politics.
That's right. He's not a politician, so you really need to go sign.
He likes the pomp and the circumstance. That's what he likes.
Yes, he just like he likes to live off the back of the Bahamian people, where he can fly up and down and brag about what he's eaten and been good while Bahamians are suffering. And they need to retire, all of them old dinosaurs. All of them need, from Brave right on down. Every one of them need to go and resign.
Naughty, I hear Long Island is doing just as bad as Abaco. Wow.
Our country's in terrible shape because after the hurricane, like stuff that the government's supposed to be doing. The roads work. The clinic, sometimes you go to the clinic, they don't have medication. You know what I do? My husband was on a lot of different medication and he's trying to get himself off. So what I do, his medication that's been allotted to him, I will take it to the clinic and ask him to please give it to the people that need it. Because they don't have anything in the clinic to give to the people.
Unbelievable.
You take an x-ray. If you take, because they have an x-ray machine, they don't have a technician. So you have to go to a private clinic to take the x-ray. They send it back to your doctor. The doctor has to send it to Nassau for a specialist in Nassau to read it. So you waiting 2 days to get results from that x-ray if you go to the clinic.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, and people don't understand and they don't realize the condition we are in.
I mean, I don't want to sound repetitive with this, but we going on into year two of this show. And you all have been on every Monday since its inception. And both administrations should cry shame.
They don't have
the
any.
Previous for what they left that was detrimental. And this administration for dropping the ball completely and going totally 180 from what they said on the campaign trail.
That's right. Because their thing on the campaign trail was Abaco and Grand Bahama is going to be on the top of our list. They came into Grand Abaco, they break ground. I told them that's all they do. They break the ground.
No, he's called that ground faking. That ain't ground breaking. Anytime he's in the pictures right. With a shovel and hammer, that's ground faking. All right, we got a call? All right. Yeah or nay?
Anything in the ground.
Mr. Producer.
And they've been doing that from time and eternity. And not one house was built by either government. We have senior citizen. I keep saying it because it hurt. It's
but you have the current minister of housing, Brian, yeah.
But where? And who
where?
Is it for?
All right.
I know the FNM started for four little houses.
When
the Davis administration came in, you know, they put the plywoods over the window and they're still sitting there. Nobody, it profit nobody nothing.
All right, let's go to the phone line.
Senior citizens suffering.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
A pleasant Mr. Second Class,
Boy,
Bucket Mouth.
Listen here, Bucket Mouth Senior, I was just about to tell Mr. Producer and have a laugh. I said, well, I heard from Sparky. Sparky sent me the pictures. It's raining outside. All I can see is the table and about 8 brown bottles on the table.
Boy, guess what happened?
One of them bottles should happen to fall, 7 brown bottles
but
on
the table. Some of them are from the day before.
All right, okay.
Now, I can tell you, I'm a public servant. I'm a servant of the people. No, I ain't under them. But, Naughty, I'm just telling you the truth. See, you know me, I love the truth. Naughty, I just found out something. I ran out of brown bottle.
Okay.
Now, what I got to do right now, the weather easing up a little bit.
Don't get
that. Hold up, Naughty, how you know what I was going to do?
It sound like you talking in cursive today. Sound like you had several brown bottles.
But, Naughty, what I was trying to say, see, one thing I find out, we living in the best times of our lives.
I'm so Sparky.
And God out there telling us something. I think God is, with this weather coming down, he's cleaning the nation. And the people of the nation are starting to speak out now. We are saying and we telling our officials how we want to live and what we want to do. We are telling them we tired of the old regime of doing the same things over and over and over repeatedly. I think now most of the Bahamians, Naughty, are afraid. We're not afraid anymore about this thing what they call victimization. We are not afraid because we're telling you one time in and one time out. If you want to stay there two times, Naughty, if you want to stay there two times, you need to start taking care of the Bahamian people and stop taking care of foreigners and friends and families and lovers because we will vote you out. If you don't listen to us, we will vote you out one time, and most of them will go in one time, get their big fancy houses, and get all the kind of things what they do. You better enjoy that because you'll be gone next time. You could travel all over the world, you could dance and party and have fun, but you better have fun doing that because you will be gone tomorrow.
All right, Sparky, good stuff.
Now, hold on, before I go, I might as well tell you, when you see this rain coming and people talking about the prayer groups and coming, getting together to do what they want to do, to pray, when God tells you he can clean the nation, Naughty, I ran out of day. I go in by the Chinese.
Yeah, and don't buck
I can
up.
Get some more.
All right. Holler at your boy. Be safe. All right, Sparky. Good
stuff. All right, I'll call you later.
Yeah, man, good stuff. Naughty, let me check a couple of texts and let me get to Roscoe and Miss Reckley and wrap things up. Naughty, this is the price we pay for voting on issues. The PLP nearly got shut out in 2017. They deteriorated between 2017 and 2021, other than being savage, hateful, and bitter in opposition. They offered nothing, but we elected them by landslide in 2021. The LP have a right to feel emboldened and think we are fools. We're the conk, because we keep doing the same process over and over and over again every 5 years. So, Naughty, please tell me why it's so difficult to do the right thing in this country. Why? Why can no administration do the right thing? Here's another one. Naughty, how you want to blame these governments when the people voted them in? We must have accountability. Yes, we must have accountability, and we must stop being the conk and voting for it every 5 years and playing ping pong and flip-flop. We do need accountability. We do need transparency. That's why we won't have situations like in Abaco and Grand Bahama and other family islands. But today we're dealing with Abaco. We got a couple of minutes before you get on out of here, but Roscoe, I mean, and Miss Reckley, what say you from what you heard from some of the callers and obviously from the Texas?
But no, they are correct, you know. The people continue because my thing was, in 2017, the PLP was voted out because of corruption. Brave Davis Cotton, I think it was Shanique Miller, he was asked a question, was there any corruption in his party?
He said, I didn't see any corruption in my country.
You remember that video, eh?
Yeah, yes, I remember that. So, if he didn't see any corruption in his party, it's mean that he is so corrupt until what they were doing, they didn't move him one bit.
He might have misspoken like back then as well, too, you know.
That's it.
That might have been the start of him misspeaking. And he didn't know he had that condition of misspeaking.
Wait,
What about misspeaking when he with the BAMSI project and the insurance? How do you, you know?
Well, that's the original misspoken moment, really. So really, this misspoken affliction has been suffering. RPM has been suffering from this affliction for a while.
And it goes like this
corruption affliction. That's what it is. Corrupted
like Ms. Reckley said, and until we have, and I will say it even more, until we have a Freedom of Information Act that actually has teeth and holds people and politicians, ministers accountable to the Bahamian public, we will continue to do the same thing over and over.
And over. And it's insanity. You know,
because
if they all do the same thing over and over and expect a different result. If we continue voting FNM, PLP, FNM, PLP, and they ain't going to change. In fact, they're going to keep getting worse. Minnesota wants to come back now because he went.
No. That's another one and done. And I don't know what job Minister won't finish. That was a one and done. We don't need to see another job.
He's done. I mean, but
yeah.
All right,
but my thing is, it doesn't matter who it is. It could be the DNA. It could be the COI. It could be the FNM, the PLP. Until we have a Freedom of Information Act
with
that
teeth that works
and holds the people responsible,
and
for
we
the
honor
funds
the Procurement Act.
And that they could be prosecuted for the misuse of funds or the fact that you could go on a trip and bill it to the government when it was a political party trip or you use funds for this that weren't supposed to. You should be held accountable. You can't do that in a business. If I worked for Rupert, Mr. Roberts at Super Value, and I said, okay, I'm going to, and I just use him as an example, but I'm just going to say, and I say, oh, well, I'm going to take, you know, $20,000 this month or this week, I'll pay it back. That doesn't, what's going to happen to me? I'm going to get fired, locked up.
You
can't do that. But the government of the Bahamas can do that.
We need to make our funds private. We need private people, not the government. And the Prime Minister Han should not be in the public treasury. That should be, we need to put things in order.
All right, let me order
in the house, out of order.
Let me get these two texts.
Everywhere.
Good point, Trey. Let me get these two texts in and a phone call before we got to wrap and get to the news. Naughty, this administration treating us like conk, all right, conk bubby. Next one. Naughty, text from Houston. How could the PLP be voted out when Sparky will vote for them? The diehards will always vote for them. I used to think that, but I believe some real diehards done turn sour. It's not. Real talk.
Yes, I can tell you plenty of them have turned against them. And they know, they feel the temperature. They can feel it.
Naughty, you guys in the Bahamas need to be careful. They have already taken over the Turks and Caicos by 90%, and the Bahamas is next. Tax from the Turks and Caicos. Boy, we be breaching far today. Taxes, Turks and Caicos all over. Where are we going global? All right, let me get to the phone line so we can wrap this up. I want to thank both of you guys for chiming in. We'll do it next Monday. Let's hear what the caller has to say, and then we'll get to the news. But I appreciate both of you, all right? And all the best to you and your fams, and we'll talk to them. Let's get to the phone line.
Thanks for having us, and you be safe in this weather now.
We'll do. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty Jeff here.
All right, Jeff, it's all you.
Yeah, right now, I only take a couple seconds of your time. Really enjoyed the contributions by the... by Roscoe, the other lady, didn't get it right, and also, but more than anything, the Texas coming in. Let's put this thing into perspective. You know, the governing party right now we have in the House. Like I always tell people, I blame them to a certain point. The leader has already done a disservice to our people by talking about he didn't see any corruption in the PLP when it is well known. There is corruption in the PLP, okay? The sad part about the whole thing is these pundits online who all about running up and down trying to justify the nonsense by trying to make the party look squeaky clean. The party's not squeaky clean. Remember, many of us came from the PLP. Many of us understand the PLP. Many people understand the philosophies of the PLP. And a lot of the philosophies of the PLP itself is not living up to. So therefore, to come and try to paint this picture as if everything is squeaky clean with the party, they have done no wrong, there's no corruption, there's no malfeasance or anything like that, it's a sad day in hell because they cannot justify the nonsense that they're speaking to the general public. This country, in closing, is not going to progress forward, upward, and onward until we get some honorable people in there who care about God and end of it. Everybody's only into themselves. They don't care about me, they don't care about you. And the next 5 years, whether it's a flip-flop, or whether you put these same people in. Sad to say, if we don't put some people in there who are really serious about being honest and transparent, this country is not going to go anywhere fast. And I'll end my comments on that.
Appreciate you, Jeff, as always, man. And, of course, Roscoe and Ms. Reckley, appreciate both of you all. We'll do it again next Monday, all right? We got to get
to
the news.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, be safe, man. Abaco, take care. We'll talk soon.
Have a good day.
All right, let's get to...
All right, you all have a great one.
Take care now. We'll get to the news on the flip side of the break. We'll be talking sports. Earl of Pearl will be in the building. Dodgers been winning, so you know it. It's going to be long.
Chill this summer with the flavor of butter pecan ice cream and the kick of Dunkin' iced coffee. The Dunkin' Butter Pecan Crunch blends frozen coffee with the flavor of butter pecan, topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and crunchy cocoa caramel sprinkles. Join the pecan party with a Dunkin' Butter Pecan Donut filled with butter pecan flavored buttercream, topped with vanilla icing and crunchy sweet butternut topping. Yes, you can butter pecan. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together. And we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles. We cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online. www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
People, what you thinking?
We want something different.
Uh-huh. People, what you wanting?
We want local government.
I can tell them no more slunking.
We want to see it function.
I can tell them no more joking.
I forgot.
Going down Blue Hill Road, going down Village Road, going down Nassau Road, we want local government. We want local government.
Right.
We want local government.
Shed a
we want local government.
We are called for local government.
Sign the petition and find out more information at risebahamas.net.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius. Part of the KFC Genius $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with four thighs and four legs, fried to golden perfection, plus four buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius. Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Perseus Island Games, Rise Bahamas, and Tropical Gyros.
Back on the Monday, June 12th edition of Talking Heads. Mr. Producer, what happened, man? You're going from warm to cold, just like that? I step outside for 2 seconds, I come back in on off the break, and boom! Icebox! I believe you're a polar bear, you know. I believe in your part-time, you're a polar bear. We got Pearly zoomed in yet? Pearly should be zooming in, so look out for Pearly. And while we wait for Pearly...
I'm here, my brother.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you're here. But I didn't hear you. You had yourself muted. What's going on?
What's up?
All good. How was your weekend?
No, I just didn't do too well this weekend, so it wasn't all that good.
You ran in with a winning, though.
No, we got beat yesterday.
I say you went into the weekend on a high note.
Yeah, I did go into the weekend. I was, you know, I'm so sad. I'm going to tell people like Mr. Dolphin, I told you so, but that's all right. You learn.
Anyway, let's get today in sports history out of the way. Brought to you by Naughty Johnny, and then we can jump right in and talk a lot of stuff because we got a lot of stuff to talk.
Go right ahead, man. I'm ready.
All right. On this day in sports history, brought to you by Naughty Johnny's. Don't forget Happy Hour every Wednesday and Friday at Naughty Johnny's, 5 to 7 p.m. All right, be sure to check them out on that. 1839, Abner Doubleday created the game of baseball, according to the legend. However, evidence has surfaced that indicates that the game of baseball was played before 1800. 1939, the NBA Hall of Fame and Museum was down. 1948, Ben Hogan won his first U.S. Golf Classic. 1967, the Senators beat Chicago 6-5 in 22 innings. The game lasted 6 hours, 38 minutes and ended at 2:43 a.m. and caused the league to adopt a curfew, stating that no inning may start after 1 a.m. 1981, Major League Baseball players began a 49-day strike. The issue was free agent compensation. 1985, Wayne the Great One Gretzky was named winner of the NHL's Hart Trophy. The award is given to the league's most valuable player. 1991, the Chicago Bulls won their first NBA championship. They beat the Los Angeles Lakers 4-1. 1994, Nicole Brown Simpson and Ronald Goldman were murdered outside their home in Los Angeles. O.J. Simpson was later acquitted of the killings, but he was held liable in a civil suit. 1997, interleague play began in baseball, ending a 126-year tradition of separating the major leagues until the World Series. And in 2000, Steve Young of the 49ers retired from the NFL. Sports quote of the day, it's tough to make predictions, especially about the future. Yogi Berra. Yogi had some of the best quotes. They made no sense, but they were some of the best quotes ever.
Yogi had something to say.
Yogi-isms, one of the grand players of all time. Yeah. All right, Pearly, let's have a gander at the local sports scene. All right?
What's happening there?
And that's all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nashville, and it's all about that California Whopper. You got to try that. If you haven't tried that California Whopper, you need to.
I haven't, I think I'll check that out today, maybe.
It's waiting on you at your favorite Burger King Nashville location, all right?
But maybe just didn't feel like air frying today, so maybe I'll do that.
Maybe you might do that, yeah. Hit up Saunders Beach, let them take care of you, man. They'll hook it up for you.
Very sweet right there. Yeah, they get people there. Cuties.
Yeah, so I will take your word for it or not, but yeah.
Yeah, man.
I go there for the burgers. You go there for everything.
I go there for the burgers. It's always nice to see a pleasant looking person. You go down to Oakley Goggin serving. Yeah, man.
Did you just say Goggin? Did you just say Goggin?
I can see you know my age when you hear me say
that's that's waste. I mean, a Goggin, I don't know if a Goggin trumps a Goggamite. Does a Goggin still trump a Goggamite?
You marry a Goggin? I meant to say Goggin.
Oh, Goggin. All right. Yeah, well, anyway. Before you say anything else.
Okay, that's really bad. You know, but in that place, they're nice looking young ladies. And, you know, it's a pleasure. They're pleasant.
But good news from track and field. NCAA Division I champions were over the weekend, and Otabor is the NCAA National Javelin Champion from the University of Nebraska, our very own.
You know, back in the day, we had the 400-meter runners. The 4x4 was the Bahamas. We were dominant in that. And then we had our girls there with the 4x1. We're dominant in that.
But Rima like Otadora.
Is javelin the new sport for the Bahamas?
Well, Rima Otadora she's put herself in it.
Is it a new discipline? Because, I mean, we have some up-and-coming javelin throwers.
Correct.
Young Scott girl from St. Augustine's. I forget other young ladies from St. Augustine's. There's some really good javelin throwers coming up. And I think kid from St. John's. There's some really good javelin throwers coming up.
Very much so. Good to keep an eye on that. I mean, I've been on both sides, male and female.
Male and female,
so
yes.
So we will be represented.
Yes. So I'm proud of them. That's very good. Congratulations.
Jonquel Jones and the Liberty picked up 2 wins over the weekend.
So Brene, what's your name? Brene?
You mean Brittany Griner?
The scoring guru. She scored like 30 points a game.
Who, Brianna? Brianna Charles?
You know what I'm sounding like. Brianna, Brene, you know, same difference.
Yeah, one of them.
Yeah, she's really getting off.
But I'm telling you, that they're doing the whole thing. Brianna Stewart, 32 points. All right?
I can never remember last name. I don't know why. But John Quill hasn't gotten it, but she don't have to just yet. Maybe there's a role. Maybe, you know,
On this team, this her role. This her role on this team.
You know, maybe she's playing defense, but they have a really good team. I'm she's excited
three
about that.
Listen, she's 3 of 5 from the field, 2 of 2 from the stripe, and she didn't attempt a three. When you got people who scoring 32, you don't need that extra scoring. You got scorers on this team. You need rebounding and block shots, and that's what she's bringing to the table and playing defense.
What I'm looking at is maybe she's using, that's what she's doing, because if you look at what the center from Dallas did, the center from Dallas had 10 points and 2 rebounds.
There you go. That's a shutdown game right there. And then, of course, Bahama Inaugural Golf Tournament raises over $100,000, so hats off to them.
Excellent.
So, you know, that's some team.
That's wonderful.
Now we can get into the who's in and who's out. All brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros.
Let's don't forget the crew from the Bahama Games will be there Thursday. So tell everybody, that, you know, make sure they tune in Thursday. They'll get some information on Bahama Games.
Wednesday, we got Marcel Bob Major going to be here as well, too, talking running.
Ah, yes, my neighbor, Mr. Chippenham.
Mr. Chippenham himself, Mr. Run for Days.
Yeah, all day, all night.
They got the big beach run. Bikini Top Bareback Beach Run. That might be right up your alley, probably. We might need to have to go sightseeing on that one.
No. They say bareback. The girls think it'd be bareback. When I want to watch a bunch of fellas run around bareback.
But the girls could be in bikini top.
Oh, okay. I didn't think of that. All right.
You see? It's a fun run and walk. You could actually do that. You could walk from behind, mean to finish last, and watch all the sights.
Oh, I could just go to finish line and watch everybody come in.
Ah, you could all the strings so they could break the tape. I got Route A, which is 2 miles, and Route B, which is 4 miles. All right, so
Where's it going to be at this beach?
It's going to be at Goodman's Bay Beach and Sand area. That's where we'll start from.
Okay.
But they'll be on the show. You'll be on the show on Wednesday. The crew from Bahama Games here. And then Friday, you know, we'll get you ready for the weekend. We'll chop it up somehow.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so let's slide into who's in and who's out. All brought you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. And let me tell you, Pearly, we got to talk baseball first. Then we'll do basketball. We'll do football. Then we'll do basketball.
Okay.
All right? As far as baseball goes, a lot of games still playing, and it's still early in the year. When you look at it, like you said the other day, still like 100 games left to play.
It's almost halfway there.
You know, but glad to see that the Yankees won one, and then they came back and lost. They lost 2 out of 3 to the Red Sox.
You know, what I've seen with the Yankees is y'all really miss Judd. Judd is he's a major part of your offense. But with Judd in the game, y'all average like 5 runs a game.
I'll be honest with you. What the Yankees have to do right now is hold water, tread water until Judd comes back.
I think you're 8-10 right now with him out.
Yeah, but 4-6 in the last 10.
Yeah, that's not good. You'll need somebody else to start hitting the ball.
But the good thing is,
you can't have a 2-run differential in terms of when he's in and he's out. That doesn't work.
The lead is 9.5. That's not totally insurmountable at this stage of the game, but they got
to have it down to 5.5 a week ago.
Correct. And you got to tread water until you get people back. Because now, if you look at other divisions, you got the Blue Jays at 37-30 within the division. You got the Twins at 33-33 leading the Central. How bad does the Central suck?
Yeah. It's tragic. White Sox.
Then everybody in that division is under 500 after that.
They're hoping.
But you look in the West, though.
They hoping they leave Tim Anderson and LA when they leave on Thursday.
You look in the West, though, Pearly. You got the Rangers at 41-23, very quietly 41-23.
Some people believe that the Rangers. Some people say they were looking for the Rangers to collapse. Some people think the Rangers are going to sustain that for the rest of the season.
I think so. The Astros are there, five back though.
Their pitching is pretty good.
37-29, and then you got the Angels surprising 36-31.
The more they win, the more the Angels lose, the better for me.
Now, I'll be honest with you, the Braves are 40-25. That's to be expected. But the Marlins at 37-29?
Without Jazz.
Amazing.
They got a kid there batting 396. He was batting this weekend, but he's now batting like 397, 396, somewhere around there. So they're hitting the ball. They really playing good baseball right now and holding their own right now. Can they sustain that? Time will tell.
The Phillies are 32-33, but we know how the Phillies go. The Mets, surprisingly, at 31-35, are horrible.
Well, who's the dude? Is they pick up Swarzer? Or Verlander? Who is they pick up Swarzer, right? Swarzer, what is his name?
Max Scherzer.
Seriously, every time he listens, he can't get anybody out. I think he gave him 5 runs the last 3 starts.
Now, when I look at the Washington Nationals, though, Pearlie, at 26-38, can Lucius get a cup of coffee, for God's sake?
Maybe in August. We'll see.
Dear God, they suck. I mean, come on. I hate that manager. He's such a biased. Anyway. No, you know, listen. I have always had a strong suspicion that manager in Washington has an affection for Latino players from Latin America.
Remember that Lucius was hurt last year.
I get all of that. But so are these other dudes that were hurt too. And when you push in 38-year-old Alcides Escobar, come on, Papa.
Yeah, but the money dictates, in that case, the money dictates who plays.
El Minimum, for years.
Okay, all right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you.
All right, let me be honest with you. I need to see Lou have a cup of coffee, man. Like, seriously.
Yeah, I do. I'm pulling hard for that.
I might have to take in a weekend series at Washington and just sit behind home plate with a conch shell and the Bahamian flag and just scream, free Lucius, free Lucius, free Lucius, until they kick me out.
Okay, I'll stand aside to pick you up so when you get kicked out, you don't have to go, you know.
You know you can go and pick me up in the game over, though.
Yeah.
Because you can play like you don't know me.
No, I get you. I love DC. Ooh, I love DC. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, let's not talk about that. That's a different story for a different day.
Anyway, all right.
Yeah, I got family there. That's fun.
I look at that, and I look out in the Central. Pittsburgh still holding their own.
Yeah, but yeah, they're playing good ball.
But
right
the Brewers, now. But the Brewers tracking them down. They're only a game back. The Reds are surprising at 31-35 and only 4 back because of that division. And Ellie De La Cruz is the real deal, my brother. Did you see that home run over the weekend?
Yep. He's the real deal. Disgusting. And I think they must be about 9-1 in the last 10 games or something like that.
He playing good ball.
Yeah.
They're 5-5 in the last 10, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Like they were losing. Every time I looked at it, he was hitting something.
Now, the Diamondbacks are 8-2 in the last 10. That's who you might have them confused with.
They've been lucky, too, because I think they got like the Detroit Tigers that played this week. So they're able to take 3 out.
But they're 3.5 in front of you, 7-9 in front of the Giants.
Yeah.
The Padres, though. Right, what's going on with the Padres?
Our bullpen sucks. We're hitting the ball. We're scoring runs. But our bullpen, I mean, you know, our bullpen has given up runs. But hopefully we'll get Urias. Urias been set back. So Urias is out. Bueller's out. Daniel Hudson is out. Fahrenheit, however you pronounce the name is. We got about 6 pitches out. That makes a difference for our team. So, but we're still fighting. We're battling. Like you say, we're treading water.
Treading water.
Yeah.
You
only need to stay within 5.
With all of that, you said, boy, Pearlie, sound like you setting it up so when y'all do make a comeback, you can make it sound monumental. But if you don't, then you've already set the bed that, hey, we had all these injuries.
We do. Listen, a lot of people criticize Dave Roberts, but I have to give him a lot of credit for what he's done the last couple of years. With a lot of injuries, an unknown amount of injuries. Last year, every starter was out hurt at some point in the season. We've been lucky with our starters, with our on-field players, but we've not been lucky with our pitchers right now. And it's hurting us. Our bullpen ERA has been like 7 the last couple games.
That's not good, Pearly.
It's not good. And then we've had started 3 rookies. Bobby Miller has been a brilliant surprise. And we had Graves, we had a pitch, and we had the next one. We had 4. We've started 4 rookies for the season. 4 rookies have started for us in our starting lineup this season. I forget Papad who got hurt.
Wow.
Plus we're starting 2 rookies, 1 on second, 1 in center field, and we have another rookie been playing. I forget his name. Played this weekend. We had another rookie come up and play. We had about 4 other rookies who played on the infield as well, on the field as well. But a lot of people are saying the Dodgers were taking a step back this year because we had so many rookies playing. But considering what we've done, we're doing tremendous baseball. And Dave Robertson is playing.
What about Muncy? How's he doing?
Muncy is still batting. Muncy's batting average has been crap. He's batting like around 199, 200, but he's got 18 home runs. He's like 2nd in the league in home runs.
He's the new Dave Kingman.
His slugging percentage is going well. He's batting like 300 the last, say, 2-3 weeks. Mookie is doing what he's got to be doing. Freddie's doing what he's supposed to. The big surprise is Jason Heyward and JD. But JD Martinez is on his way for, he's DH and just hitting the cover off the body. I think he's had 6 home runs in the last 8 games.
That is major.
Yeah. And Justin Heyward is on his way back for player of the, back, comeback player of the year.
Yeah, man. I mean, where did he just appear from?
Well, he's comfortable. He's happy. You know, and the Dodgers do that stuff for you. They revitalize Nick's careers. And so he's comfortable. He said he's lost some weight, and he's hitting the ball well.
Big time. But
yeah. Can't complain.
Can't complain about that for sure. Once you're hitting the ball, you can't ever complain about somebody when they're hitting.
Can't complain, but the Dodgers need a shortstop. We need a shortstop. Rojas is doing a decent job. He's not an everyday shortstop anymore. So hopefully we can get Tim Anderson from Chicago. Hopefully when Chicago come into town and they go back, they leave him with us.
You broke up there at the end, Pearly.
I said, hopefully when Chicago White Sox come in town this week, when they leave Tim Anderson with us.
That trade's still rumored. You all been after him for a minute, though.
Yeah, that's been talked, but you know, you gotta take your time. And he had a great play Saturday night, had an error last night, so he's been talking about that a little bit. But he's playing good baseball. I think he needs to change the pace. I think come to LA he'll try. Especially batting around Muncy and Heyward and Freddie Freeman, putting him in the middle of somebody else. Ooh, Lord have mercy.
Freddie Freeman. Let's get to the break, Pearly. I see Mr. Okay. Producer give me the sign. Let's get to the first break. On the flip side of the break, we'll talk some NFL, and then we'll talk some NBA.
All right, I'll be here.
And we got Colin Cowherd taking us home today with the final 10. All right, breaking down tonight's game. All right, who's going to wrap it up? Is it going to be the Nuggets? All right, they're looking to clinch tonight, and of course he's going to have some his take on Chris Paul potentially ended up in L.A. with the Lakers. And if he does, I can't be part of that banana boat reunion. And 20 years later, when he should have been there with Kobe, and all this time later, no. I just ain't watching. You already know that.
But mind you, Vak, he's not coming there to be the starter. He'll be a good role player. I think he'd be an excellent role player.
Yeah, but he's one who's going to just acquiesce to LeBron straight through, and then you see what I'm saying?
Listen, once you win, and I don't care, you know. As long as you're there, you might as well do your best to win.
See,
it don't make no sense. Losing, you ain't getting nothing losing.
You just upset me with this.
So you might still try to attract some people who want to come there later on and help carry on the thing. You got to make people like Hachimura and Reeves them happy in order to keep them there. You can't wish for them to lose because you don't like LeBron and they leave you.
You need to hurry up. Let AD, they turn down.
Hachimura is supposed to get 12 to 15 million this year.
Yeah, but AD got turned down. He was supposed to, the Lakers had a chance to give him that 167 million extension. They said, nope, that ain't happening. So let's see how it pans out.
Because he got to show us he can stay healthy.
Boy, he played some good defense in the playoff, but he had some stats to match there, though, but I ain't gonna lie.
You saw it in the play, but let me see what you can do at the start of the season. That's something you can always do in the middle of the season.
You ain't lying about that. Let's get to the break, all right? The Monday, June 12th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
This is the Nagico Insurance Tip of the Day. Today's tip, know your insurance representative. Is your insurance representative on your side? How do you know? Insurance representatives are either agents or brokers. Agents work in the interests of the insurance company, while brokers are representatives of the client. But here in the Bahamas, some brokers are actually tied to specific insurance companies, thereby blurring the lines between agency and brokerage. This is why you should know your insurance representative. Are they truly independent or tied to an insurer? Do they offer various options from various insurers or explain key policy conditions? Because your insurance representative is your guide through the complex world of insurance. Today's Nagico Insurance Tip of the Day, know your insurance representative.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the evidence, you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online. www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Shopping is so rewarding with my Fidelity credit card. I get the best prices with price protection. Earn and redeem freedom points at my favorite stores. Get cash back. Plus, I booked a cruise. Get your Fidelity credit card today. Call 356-7764.
What you thinking?
We want something different.
People, what you wanting?
We want local government.
I can tell them no more slunking.
We want the function.
I can tell them no more joking.
I forgot.
Going down Blue Hill Road, going down Village Road, going down Nassau Road. We want local government. We want local government. We want local government.
Shadow,
we want local government.
We are called for local government.
Sign the petition and find out more information at risebahamas.net.
Attention all KFC lovers! Are you ready to get crazy on Tuesdays? Now you can get 5 juicy mouth-watering pieces of KFC chicken for only $10. It's crazy! 5 pieces of world-famous KFC chicken, handmade with a secret blend of 11 herbs and spices for only $10. Don't miss out! This crazy offer is only on Tuesdays. KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The Monday, June 12th edition of Talking Heads continues right now. 5:35 p.m. is the time. And we got to talk some NFL, Purdy.
Yeah, man. What's happening?
Boy, I tell you.
I hear some things. Now, Cook may not. Everybody.
I hear some things about Hopkins and Cook that they may hit training camp before they sign.
Yeah, because Cook wants to get 10 to 12 million.
Yeah, I don't know. Now, here's
but
something.
Saying, like, Miami could probably give him like $4 million a year and then another $4 million in signing bonus and another $2 million in roster bonus to give him the money. So they said Miami could work it out without taking a hit on the salary cap because they like to save about $5 million in case something come up through the season, how they got Bradley Chubb.
Boy, I think Chubb still, the jury's still out on him. Fadio, I think he's going to get him resurrected.
No, Chubb's problem was, some of us were talking about that the other day in this particular podcast I listened to. He wasn't used right under Boyer's system. He wasn't used right. You're going to see a different player. You're going to see him, and I think you'll see Jerome Brown excel in the same setup.
All right, well, speaking of Dalvin Cook, here's your latest top 7 as to where he's going to end up. All right, and this is what they're saying. Arizona Cardinals may hit him with some money if he's willing to play on a crappy team. You know what I mean? And just take money.
Yeah, he wants to go make him in a ring.
The New York Jets, they got Breece Hall coming back off that ACL, but this might be a good pick. But they do have Zonovan Knight and Michael Carter. I think they'll hold it down until Hall gets back. So I don't think he's going to end up there. Buffalo Bills, he can play with his brother. His
they
younger brother,
cook,
James.
The cook, yeah.
The cook,
yeah.
That might be
a sale.
Damian Harrison, Latavius Murray also on the Bills.
Yeah.
So you got depth there. The Dallas Cowboys, no. I think they go with...
No, that's a possibility. That's a distinct possibility.
Depending on the money.
Yeah.
And if they go for that kind of money, they re-sign Zeke just based off of loyalty.
No, but he gives now. Come on. He gives you far more than Zeke will ever give you. Cook and Pollard, what? Are you kidding me?
Not at the goal line, though. At the goal line, Zeke is a little stronger. Right. But it may be, but I think they're going more with what they got, meaning they like Pollard, they like Deuce Vaughn, and they like Malik Davis. And Rico Dowdell was high on the list as a backup, but he's just been injured the last 2 years. So we'll see.
All right.
But it's got to be affordable, Purdy. They're not going to break the bank on it. Now, right. New Orleans Saints, Alvin Kamara, Jamal Williams. Yeah, boy, I don't know.
I mean to bring that Kamara magic back there, but I don't know.
Kendre Miller, the third round pick, is who I really wanted Dallas to go after in the draft, but the Saints grabbed him early.
You said that.
I was all over Kendre Miller from TCU. Boy, a good little back right there. The Broncos, dark horse. You know, that may be something there, especially with Sean Payton being there. Remember what he did with Kamara, Mark Ingram, Darren Sproles, Deuce McAllister, Reggie Bush, Pierre Thomas, and Latavius Murray?
Yep.
He could run a backfield by committee with Javonte Williams and Samaje Perine, who's a free agent signing. Keep an eye there. And then, of course, the number one team, you know them very well, Pearly.
Yep.
The Miami Dolphins.
Yep.
I think you're waiting for the hometown discount because
you don't necessarily need him, but for him to come there would be tremendous.
If my God, him and a chain in the backfield is freaking scary.
And then Wilson coming off the bench,
that could be something right there. That could be something.
When you got that running back in the defense, say, okay, he gone. Somebody slower coming, and you look, oh my goodness, he just as fast. And then your third stringer just as fast too. Oh man.
Speaking of third stringers and being fast, well, I don't know where he was going to rank up on this team, but James Robinson got cut by the New England Patriots minutes ago.
Really?
So now there's another back that's going to end up on a team that needs running. He's a pretty decent running back.
That's interesting.
Remember, he got traded to the Jets last year when Breece Hall got injured because he was in that dogfight for backfield carries with Travis Etienne in Jacksonville.
Now, there's one or two reasons why they would cut him this early. Give him an opportunity to grab on another team, or he just that crappy?
No, but he's coming off the ACL, so they might see something with that. You know what I mean?
And they may say, listen, you ain't got a shot here, but let me cut you. Somebody else may grab.
Correct. Now, remember,
it's kind of hard to keep somebody all the way training camp like that.
In 2020, he was an undrafted free agent in Jackson, Leonard Fournette, and that's what led to Leonard Fournette getting cut.
Okay.
Then he went for 1,070 yards, added 344 receiving yards and 10 touchdowns, 7 rushing, 3 receiving as a rookie. Then in 2021, wasn't as kind to Robinson, though. He tore his ACL in late December, and he finished that season with only 767 yards and 8 touchdowns. So the productivity was there on pace prior to the injury. But then last year, they'd seen enough from a recovering Robinson in Jacksonville and turned the keys over to Travis Etienne. Well, obviously, you go with a first-round pick. At some point, I'd do it for the first-round pick and get that job.
Yeah.
So they traded him to the Jets. The Jets released him in the offseason. Well, he was a free agent in the offseason, and he signed with New England on the 17th of March. But health issues appear to have thwarted his chances of sticking with the Patriots. So it's some issue with that Achilles again.
All right.
So maybe he rehabs and you see him come on midseason somewhere on somebody's not roster. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he makes a difference because he's not a scrub. But obviously he's been injured a lot. Now, here's something we need to look at, Pearly. And this should take us right up to the break. And then, let me get this out of the way and that'll give us enough time to talk about tonight's game before the break. All right? But you should feel a little insulted by this. 9 best new veteran QB wide receiver combos for 2023 in the NFL. All right? You ready? Now, this to me is a slap in the face when you hear somebody.
What is this? Nine what?
The top 9 veteran quarterback and wide receiver combos in the NFL.
Okay.
You already know when they got Mac Jones on the list at number 9. With Jacoby Myers and that's the two big names that pop out. And Taquan Thornton, the first round pick from last year, they're at number 9. Now check this out. Tampa Bay at number 8 with Baker Mayfield, Mike Evans. Okay, don't laugh. I got to finish this. And I want to keep a straight face. Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, and Jarvis Landry, the free agent signing. They got them at number 8. Here comes the first insult. Comes the first insult. Number 7, Dallas Cowboys. Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb, Brandon Cooks, Michael Gallup. Number 7. Absolute hogwash.
Let me hear who's 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I'm getting there now. Number 6, the Raiders. Jimmy Garoppolo, Devontae Adams, Hunter Renfro, and the other little receiver they had there last year.
Go ahead. go ahead.
Numbers 5. Now, this bit makes no sense. Number 5, Justin Fields and the Bears above Prescott and the Cowboy receivers. Like, seriously? With DJ Moore, Chase Claypool, and Darnell Mooney. Absolute hogwash.
Go ahead. Let me hear the rest.
Number 4, Derek Carr with Chris Olave. And who else? Oh, Michael Thomas returns. So that's pretty solid right there. Okay? And then Rashid Shaheed is the second-year guy. But not for number 4. Number 3, Trevor Lawrence, Calvin Ridley, and the Jaguars, Christian Kirk, Zay Jones, and Evan Ingram. Number 2, Lamar Jackson and Odell Beckham. And the Baltimore Ravens, Dan Aguilar. No sense whatsoever. And number 1, Aaron Rodgers, Garrett Wilson, Alan Lazard, and Randall Cobb. No Miami Dolphins on there, Pearly.
No, but they say veteran. So they're not be considering the Josh Allen.
But if Justin Fields is on there, Tua is more veteran than Justin Fields.
You got a point. How Justin Fields the hell get on that? Yeah.
Okay, let's be honest. And Lamar and Tua came in at the same time. So if he's on there with that caca, Tua needs to be on there. Jesus, am I defending the Dolphins right now? I had a moment.
Who wrote that?
This off Bleacher Report too. This is shocking. This is some hot garbage right here. Kevin Patra. And he normally does a good job, but my God, this one is horrible today. Horrible. You hear me, Pearly? Absolutely horrible.
How you can put Dallas 7? Dallas should be like 9 or 10. I mean, no.
You know what?
I'm joking.
We almost ready for the break.
That is a bunch of crap.
It's horrible, man. That is absolute hogwash. Anyway, let's look at tonight's final, Pearly. And I think it's over tonight, and I think it's safe to say you can take the Nuggets, lay the points, and take the over tonight, because I think this one could be straight blowout.
What's the spread?
I got to find it. You don't have it readily available in front of you. I normally know you high tech.
I just was giving you an opportunity. I didn't want to do your job for you today.
Man, pull it up. You know you're going to the Island Game anyway. Islandgame.com, and you're going to that sports book. You know that.
8.5, 209. Yeah, I'll take the points and the over.
This could be a blowout tonight.
I'm going to say this. I wanted to say this. Mystery, I want you there. My good cousin Michael, who ain't give up yet. My good cousin Pete, those who ain't give up yet. I let know all your notice.
Hero
right
may play tonight, though.
I don't care.
But from a this chemistry standpoint, that don't help.
This game will be over in the first quarter. By the half, this game over.
Oh, you going out there like that, Pearly?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
What you see tonight, though? I mean, I see them winning.
And if by some luck of the Irish, that the Heat give them a run before the end of the fourth quarter, it'll be a 20-point-plus lead, 18 the least, plus lead going into the fourth quarter.
Wow. Impressive.
Those coming the closest out. They coming to end this tonight. They ain't going back to Miami. The next time they play in Miami will be for the 2023-24 season, regular season. Next time they play in Miami. You notice you ain't see mystery straight through. Go on.
MIA. MIA. But at least he consistent. Oh, he done gone into Dolphin mode already.
Can't find Jerry Roker in town. I search all over Nassau Town, but I can't find Jerry Roker. I mean, Misty Dolphin in town.
That's crazy, man.
I tell you.
That is crazy.
Hero will probably be back tonight. He's going to make an effort at it. You know, listen, I really believe that these guys have played well over their heads all season. They beat two really good teams in the Milwaukee Bucks and the Boston Celtics. They beat a decent team in the Knicks. And I think to ask them to sustain that again and again for 16, 20-some games, that's hard. That's hard to do. When the talent just isn't there, 7 undrafted free agents. So I think it's over. 4-1.
They did a great job with them 4 undrafted free agents, so I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, no, they did a fantastic. Listen, credit where credit is due. The Heat has done a fantastic. You know, I think this is one of the greatest runs you'll see. Jimmy Butler's a player you love to have on your team in playoff time come around. But Denver, they just got a much better team from top to bottom. They showed you. You all right? You get on Murray. You get on the Joker. Who killed you? Brown, and who else?
Man, so, you got the Joker. You got Brown. You got Murray. You got. Contavious Caldwell-Pope, who probably won a couple daggers in the old team anyway. You never know.
All right.
The time is of the essence. So we'll see how it pans out. It's going to be very interesting to see.
I think it's over tonight, though. I mean, yeah, for the sake of my cousins, them, the Heat fans, you know, them, I hope you get a win just to make you feel better, but it's over. You know, myself, just let it end tonight. Put you on the silent death. Move on. Watch some baseball.
No, but I'll be honest with you. I think if Denver wants to entertain these talks of people saying they're a good young team and could be the next dynasty in the league, they got to make a statement tonight.
Yeah, got to send that statement tonight. You can't give no doubts in anybody's mind, no thoughts. You got to come and bury them and show them y'all is just the team of 2020, 22, 23.
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
Well, Pearly, it's that time. You got to hit the break. And when we hit the break, Colin Cowherd taking us home, giving us his take on tonight's NBA final. Chris Paul going to the Lakers and a couple other tidbits, man. So we'll definitely have lots to talk about tomorrow.
Before we go to NHL Stanley Cup, probably end tonight too with the Vegas Grand Knights. They leading 3-1. They may end it tonight in Vegas.
Yeah, Vegas, so, man. They doing that thing.
Yeah, they're playing. They're looking good.
Expansion franchise and all.
Got kind of nasty at the end of the game. The night they had fights break out.
But that's like, hockey, though. That's hockey.
No,
that's beautiful.
In the middle of the game, it got kind of nasty.
Pack it up and go home, man.
It was kind of embarrassing. It was kind of embarrassing for Florida.
We'll see. We'll see how it pans out tonight.
Yeah.
Should be exciting all the way around. Lots of stuff to watch, man. And remember, check out the Island Game Sportsbook, theislandgame.com. Check out the sportsbook. Bet it, sell it, and forget it. You got hockey. You got baseball. You got basketball. And guess what? Coming up real soon, right around the corner. Can you smell it, Pearly? College football and NFL football. Parlays cannot done. My God, from Thursday to Monday. It's a good thing.
Yes.
Got a little emotional there, Pearly. I wish it was football.
Take your time.
That's my favorite time of the year. Pull the leash. Keep me in the yard. Pull the leash. Keep me in the yard.
I will.
All right. Be safe, man. I appreciate you. Everybody who chimed in the first hour, good stuff. Mr. Producer, good stuff. We'll see you all tomorrow right here on Talking Heads for the Tuesday. June 13th edition of Talking Heads, and we'll wrap it up right on the flip side of the break. Colin Cowherd taking us home. So kick back and relax, and we'll see you mañana.
Take care.
When I got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number, they see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on Saturday night, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's, well worth the trip.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
The 6th edition of the Bahamas Games are on the way. July 7th through the 15th, get ready for inter-island sporting competition in the spirit of unity and camaraderie. Which island is gonna win? It's the Bahamas Games. Our nation, our talent, our games. And look out for the B Games crew coming to your island soon. For more information, call 809-1242. Or visit the Bahamas Games
this summer with the flavor of butter pecan ice cream and the kick of Dunkin' iced coffee. The Dunkin' Butter Pecan Crunch blends frozen coffee with the flavor of butter pecan, topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and crunchy cocoa caramel sprinkles. Join the pecan party with a Dunkin' Butter Pecan Donut filled with butter pecan flavored buttercream, topped with vanilla icing and crunchy sweet butternut topping. Yes, you can butter pecan. The Bahamas runs on Duncan.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We both kind of felt this was going to happen. It's been a little quicker and more dominating, perhaps. Jimmy Buckets has disappeared a little bit.
Stop it. Don't go after Jimmy Butler. He can't carry the entire team against the best team in the NBA. But I'm looking forward to you banging on the other New York football team. Very excited for that.
Let's start with this. So 16 teams made the playoffs. One, the Denver Nuggets. The other 15 lost or have struggled. Denver hasn't. Swept the Lakers, rolled through the Suns, humiliated Minnesota, and are hammering Miami. They are the best team. One team of 16 has rolled through it, from IQ to coaching to versatility to length to scoring to rebound. They're just the best team. Shooting, selflessness. It doesn't matter. They're special. Basketball, though, is a very hard game to officiate. It's a series of pass interference calls for 2.5 hours. Big bodies moving quickly, trying to initiate contact. Flopping thrown in to add a degree of difficulty. You could call a foul on every play. That's why the NBA, more than any other sport, it's hard to officiate. You always hear that, the league is rigged. The league is rigged. So I went back 50 years to 1963. I think I had to go to 66 with the NFL. How many champions have there been in every sport? And you know what you find? It's all about the same. College football and college basketball, college sports built for dynasties, both have 24. Isn't that something in 50 years? Baseball, 23. Hockey, 20. NFL, 20. And the NBA, Denver would be the 18th. The only reason the NBA is just slightly lower is because I started in 1963, and that was in the middle of the longest-running dynasty in the history of American professional sports, the Boston Celtics. If I had started earlier, a few years, they'd be at 22, 23 like everybody else. A lot of those teams have now disappeared in the NBA. The reality is the best team wins in every sport. every sport also, between the Yankees or the Lakers or Alabama football or Duke or Carolina basketball, every sport also has one or two teams that have more championships based on a legendary coach or some advantage or financial edge or marketing edge. Los Angeles, for instance, in the NBA with the Lakers, it's a winter league. They play in Los Angeles. Nice weather. Entertainment capital for a league that's star-driven. You get it. But don't kid yourself on Denver. They're just fantastic. Guys like Aaron Gordon are averaging 17.5 points, and he's a defensive stopper. He's got an Andrew Wiggins Warriors feel. We'll get into that. Their top five players are all in their prime. Very scary for the rest of basketball. They're going nowhere. Thing is rigged. Hate to break it to you. If it was, the Celtics would make it, and so would the Lakers. Denver has rolled. Only team they have rolled through the NBA playoffs, and they're mowing over Miami. And they also have an element of maturity and coaching in Michael Malone, who said his only fear tonight is apathy.
My biggest concern going in any closeout game is human nature and fighting against that. You know, you're up 3-1, and, you know, it's a game when you're up 3-1, they come up for air, they relax. And they just kind of take it for granted that, oh, we're going to win this. Our approach has to be that we're down 3-1. You know, they're desperate. We have to be more desperate. They're hungry. We have to be hungrier.
That's what great teams worry about, overconfidence. Miami's not worried about that. They're getting squished. That's what the Shaq and Kobe, Phil Jackson Lakers worried about. Overconfidence, being dialed in tonight. Denver is better this year than the regular rest of the NBA. They were a number one seed. They were so locked in and so much better. They basically took the last 2 weeks of the regular season off. Jokic missed 5 of the last 7 games. They just sat him. Otherwise, we have the first or second best record in the NBA. Make no mistake, the better team's the Denver Nuggets. So Saquon Barkley is not the best running back in the NFL, but he may be the most valuable because the owner of the New York Giants forced his GM and his head coach to saddle up to Daniel Jones at a financial number, $40 million a year. I could almost double his value. They negotiated against themselves. Nobody else would have signed Daniel Jones to anything resembling that contract. So Saquon Barkley's not the best back, but what is Daniel Jones without him? With him, he's me. So let's look at Saquon Barkley's career. He's the number two pick, comes into the NFL, and has his best year. Yards, led the NFL, he was fantastic. Year two, he was very good, but he missed some games. Year three, he's injured, barely played. Year four, he came back too early, missed more games, below average season. Last year, year five, arguably his second best year, very strong. 1,600 yards, 10 TDs. So the Giants rightly and predictably franchise tagged him. That's what any good GM would do. He's had one amazing year, two very strong years, an injured year.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.